Welcome back to the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network, exclusively on Anchor at anchor.fm/SWJ Network, as well as on Spotify at Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson, and week 7 of the 2021 high school football regular season is now in the books. And at least one team is still undefeated, while a couple of others lose for the first time. A couple of other teams lose for the first time this season in just surprising fashion. So there's not a whole lot of time to waste. So going ahead and getting right into it and start in Regions 1-7A and 6A. And starting Region 1-6A up in Leesburg, and Lee County Trojans bounce back and from their first loss of the season to Warner Robins 56-30 in a big way. And North Miami Beach from Florida gave Lee County all it could handle, and even within came within two touchdowns at one point on, I think it's on numerous occasions, but in the end, it was the Trojans picking up a 68-49 win over North Miami Beach. So Lee County goes to 6-1 with the victory. And the Trojans are off next week before beginning Region 1-6A action on the road against the Houston County Bears. And down in Tifton, Valdosta, it was the Lowndes Vikings and getting a win in their next to last non-region contest of 2021 as they rolled past Alcovey out of Covington, Georgia. Final score 34-7. And with the win, Lee County goes to 4-2 on the season. You know, Lowndes has been on a roll since the loss to Lee County back on September 10th, that's just over 3 weeks ago. So Lowndes goes to 4-2 and will host perennial Class AAA power Cedar Grove out of Atlanta to close out non-region play at Martin Stadium in Valdosta next week. And further down the road at Bazemore Hyder Stadium in Valdosta, there's the Valdosta Wildcats under first-year head coach Shelton Felton, handing the Tift County Blue Devils their second loss of the season, and the Wildcats pull off the mild upset over the Blue Devils. Final score 16-3, 1-6 for Valdosta, 16-3. Valdosta with the win to go to 2-4 on the season, and Valdosta's at home against west side of Jacksonville, Florida, in their final non-region game of the season next week. And remember, Valdosta is ineligible for postseason play this year because of their infractions committed under former head coach Rush Probst last year, which I'm not going to get into, and then I don't think anyone needs to be reminded about that. You know, still, it's a big win for Valdosta. You know, hoping to build up some all-important momentum. You know, going into region play, hosting west side of Jacksonville, Florida next week. And as for the Blue Devils, and they're off next week, and they start region play the following week on October 15th. So Tift County, like the other three teams in Region 1-6A, will all be eligible for the playoffs. And the region play in 1-7A and 1-6A will start on October 15th. That's in less than 2 weeks from now. And moving on to Region 1-4A, and the first week of action as far as region play is concerned in 1-4A, starting down in Cairo, and the Bainbridge Bearcats outlasted the Cairo Servmakers 17-7, and Babers got on the board first with a field goal, then Cairo scored a total touchdown soon afterwards for a 7-3 lead. And that was the only, and it's also the only lead the Serve Makers will hold all night. And then the Bearcats scored 10 unanswered points, take a 17-7 lead. And that lead would stand up. And final score once again, Bainbridge 17, Cairo 7, and Bainbridge goes to 2-3 overall, and 1-0 in Region 1-4A with the victory. Cairo falls to 2-3 overall and 0-1 in Region 1-4A. And Daugherty hosts Bainbridge, Bainbridge hosts Daugherty next week, and Cairo heads to Humo Stadium, Albany, take on Monroe, and more on Daugherty in just a moment. And with that win over Cairo, and Bainbridge gets its first true win on the field under head coach Jeff Littleton. And Bainbridge's only other win came in a forfeit over Valdosta. And moving on to Humo Stadium in Albany, and the lone game played at Humo Stadium pitted the undefeated and 10th ranked Daugherty Trojans against the Westover Patriots. It was third year head coach Johnny Gilbert leading the Trojans from East Albany onto the field against first year head coach Adam Miller and the Patriots. And it was Daugherty winning another high scoring game over the Westover Patriots final score, 53-34, 53-34 the final score. And with the win, Daugherty goes to 5-0 on the season. And more importantly, they open Region 1-4A play on a winning note, improving to 1-0 in Westover. Despite a valiant effort, falls to 2-3 overall and 0-1 in Region 1-4A. And down at the Jackets Nest in Thomasville, the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets roll past the Monroe Tornadoes 35-9. And TCC under third-year head coach Ashley Henderson goes to 4-2 on the season, 1-0 in Region 1-4A. And Monroe falls to 2-4 overall, 0-1 in Region 1-4A. So after 1 week of action in Region 1-4A, Bainbridge, Daugherty, and Thomas County Central all share the lead in Region 1-4A at 1-0, while Cairo, Monroe of Albany, and Thomas County Central are 0-1. And a quick review of for next week. And Cairo heads to Humo Stadium, Albany, to take on Monroe. Both teams sitting at 0-1. Daugherty goes to Bainbridge and sitting at 1-0 in Region 1-4A. And where that game gets the inside track on winning the region championship, as well as taking over a share of first place in Region 1-4A. And finally, Westover hits the road to face Thomas County Central. And elsewhere in Region 2, 3A or AAA, the Crisp County Cougars made the trip up Interstate 75 to Forsyth, Georgia, just northwest of Macon, to face the Mary Persons Bulldogs. And it's Crisp County crushing Mary Persons 49-14. And with the win, the Crisp County Cougars go to 3-3 overall, but more importantly, they go to 3-0 in Region 2 AAA. And Mary Persons falls to 3-3 overall and 1-2 in Region 2 AAA. And it was Crisp County's third straight win after an 0-3 start, losing to Houston County in Class 6A, Imperial Class 4A, and Perennial Class Single A, Private School Power, Eagles Landing Christian Academy, McDonough, Georgia, and Henry County, southeast of Atlanta. And in their last three games, Crisp County has outscored its opponents 106-22. So, excellent job for this Crisp County squad. These last three games under first-year head coach Miguel Patrick. And meanwhile, it was Peach County pounding Pike County 62-0 62-0. And Peach County has been on a roll after a slow start, going to 3-2 overall, and also 3-0 in Region 2 AAA. And Peach County, very much like Crisp County, and started off slow, going 0-2, losing to Phenix City, Alabama, as well as to Northside of Warner Robins. But the Trojans, under head coach Chad Campbell, out of Fort Valley, Georgia, have reeled off three straight wins and have outscored their opponents. It's like 156-13. So, and these convincing wins set up that big battle next week in the battle for first place in Region 2 AAA, as well as a chance to move one step closer to eventually clinching that Region 2 AAA title. And next week up in Fort Valley, Crisp County at Peach County, and elsewhere, the Sumter County Panthers are still looking for their first win of the season. The former American Sumter Panthers fell to Upson Lee, final score 35-14. And Sumter County falls to 0-4 overall and 0-2 in Region 2 AAA. Upson Lee, on the other hand, goes to 3-3 overall and 1-2 in Region 2 AAA. Should be a very competitive race. And moving right along, going closer to home. In Region 1 AA, and the Cook Hornets played host to the Worth County Rams from Sylvester. And it was Cook outlasting Worth County 56-41. And Cook goes to 4-2 overall and 1-0 in Region 1 AA. Worth County, on the other hand, falls to 3-3 overall, starting off Region 1 AA play at 0-1. Fitzgerald bounced back from their loss a couple of weeks ago to Pierce County, and the Purple Hurricanes rolled past Berrien 50-14. And Fitzgerald goes to 5-1 overall and 1-0 in Region 1 AA. Berrien falls to 2-3 overall and 0-1 in Region 1 AA. And in Blakely, Georgia, and Thomasville, coming off a week off, just the week before after losing to McConey County, the week before that, bounced back in a big way, rolling past the Early County Bobcats, 41-7 the final score. And Thomasville goes to 5-1 overall, starting off Region 1 AA action at 1-0 on the season. And Early County falls to 2-3 overall, 0-1 in Region 1 AA. And the single A scores is in the and Portola Charter over Cross Keys, 56-0. Turner County over in the big upset, probably one of the biggest upsets of the week, took place in Ashburn. And the Turner County Titans handed Charlton County's first loss of the season. It was Turner County pulling off the upset over Charlton County, final score 13-7. And Irwin County, and it remains undefeated in Region 2 Single A Public with a 56-28 win over Lanier County. A big win for the two-time defending back-to-back single-A state champions. And Brooks County, down in Quitman, Georgia, bounced back from that loss to Irwin County the week before and crushed Atkinson County 64-6. And the previously winless Miller County Pirates traveled up to Dawson, Georgia, and upset the previously undefeated Terrell County Green Waves 19-18. A 1-point win for the Miller County Pirates, who are now 1-4 on the season. And Terrell County falls to 3-1 overall. And at Webb Memorial Stadium in Albany, the Deerfield Windsor Knights got only their second win of the season against four losses, as the Knights edged Savannah Country Day 37-36. I mean, I think that was a big win for this Deerfield Windsor team, because their next three games will be on the road, not counting that bye week on the 15th. And the Knights won't return home again until November 5th, Friday, November 5th. final week of the regular season, final week of the season period. That's when they'll host Stratford. Once again, final score, Deerfield Windsor Knights 37 and Savannah Country Day 36. And look at some GISA scores, other games of interest. It was the Tift Area Panthers winning over Trinity Christian out of Dublin, Georgia, 40-15. The Tattnall Square Trojans out of Macon made a lone trip down to Thomasville and defeated Brookwood in a shutout. 41-0 was the final score. And in another mild upset, it was Southland Academy heading the Southwest Georgia Academy Warriors, their first loss of the season, in a 35-14. And Southland goes to 2-4 on the season, while SGA falls to 3-2 on the year. It was the first of three straight games all on the road against GISA Region 3 AAA teams. And then the last two games of the year, SGA will face teams in GISA Region 2 AA down in South Georgia. So obviously a huge win for Southland. And it seems like those teams have been struggling all year, especially when it comes to non-region play. And so a big win for Southland, just their second win of 2021. So 35-14, Southland Academy over SGA. And seeing Tift Area with a win over Trinity Christian of Dublin, going to 3-3 on the season. And also, it was the Valwood Valiants from just outside of Valdosta, falling to 1-5 on the season after being shut out by John Milledge Academy. Final score 56-0. So that's going to do it for this installment of the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast. And remember, you can listen to this and previous episodes of the Quick Hitter Roundup Podcast online at anchor.fm/SWJ Network. That's anchor.fm/SWJ Network. And you can also listen on Spotify. So that's going to do it. I thank you for listening. I'm Walter Johnson. Have a good weekend. And as always, stay safe. God bless you, and goodbye.